It's a great privilege for me tonight to be able to not only talk to the future missionaries and ministers, but to those who've been through it and come out looking pretty good. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I want to talk tonight for a little short time. Wouldn't it be nice if I would close in 20 minutes? How many said amen? I heard you say it. You didn't say it out loud. I heard you. I want to talk about the will of God. And I want to use an illustration that I hope will kind of cement it in your mind, what I have to say. You can't improve on the will of God. You can't go up from the will of God. You can't ascend higher than the will of God. No matter whether you're in the Kalahari or Calcutta. So the important thing in life is to be in the will of God. And to be in the will of God, you have to understand what the will of God is. I want to talk about the will of God tonight. To me, to simplify it and pull it together, there are two things I think of when I think of the will of God. I think of the will of God for me personally. What he wants to make of me. What he wants me to be like. And then I think of what the will of God is through me to the world around me. And those are the two things. There are other things about the will of God, but those two things. Let's think about them tonight. The will of God in me and the will of God through me. Let me use as a text, a sort of a launching pad tonight, Romans 8th chapter, one of the most familiar verses that we have, Romans 8, 28 and 29. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his will, his purpose. And everything that happens to us, God has a purpose. And whether it's negative or positive, we should be looking for that purpose in what happens to us. So we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he did also did predestinate. How about if I would preach on predestination tonight? Did predestine, let me get my thing. Do I have to hold this in my hand? How can I do it? Is there one of the other mics? One of the other mics? Let me illustrate what I want to say now. Let's say that right here is the point of salvation. Oh, all right. Okay. This is the point at which you got saved. How many are saved tonight? Okay, everybody, I'm talking to all of you tonight, huh? Okay. Now, when you get saved, you're starting on a journey. You're going someplace. That's predestination. Predestination. Now, we just sang, I'll fly away. Where are you going to fly to? What's our destination? Oh, I see. Let me read my verse here. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to go to heaven. Is that what it says? What? Oh! Our Our destination is not so much a place as a state of being. Right? Right? Okay, whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. Here's our journey. And here's where we're going. And what is this? Conformity, isn't it? To the image of Christ. It's working. Okay. Let's sing together that chorus, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask, to be like him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask, to be like him. That's our destination. Not a place so much. Oh, we'll go to heaven. But we can get to this destination here in this life. Hallelujah. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask, to be like him, all through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask, to be like him. That's what God wants to do in us. And having done that in us, then he wants to work through us to redeem a world that's lost. That's his will too. One of the weaknesses of the charismatic move today, one weakness, is the tendency to turn in on itself and to, we call it body ministry, minister to the body, but for what purpose? A healthy body is important so that that body can do the work God intended it do. And it isn't alone that we need a healthy body just to have a healthy body. But God is preparing his church to do the work of building the church. He uses the church to build the church. And so as we minister and as we take in of what God gives us in edification and spiritual growth and maturation, let's remember it's for a purpose. And that is that we obey the Great Commission and go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So the second part of our destination, or God's will, is evangelization. You could actually put this, call all of this edification if you want to. If you like alliteration, edification. And down here, evangelization of the world. There's nothing that you'll ever do that's more important than these two things. It's the whole plan of God. It was his plan from the beginning. It's what he's doing in the world today. And our homes, our vocations, our well-laid plans, everything is secondary if we are a believer. To these two things, becoming like Christ and then doing what Christ wants to do through us. Now let me show you something. In any group situation such as we have tonight here, such as you have at CBC, such as you have in your church at home, in any group situation, there comes to be what is called a group norm. In sociology, that's what they call it, I guess. A standard or acceptable behavior for the group. And the danger that you're going to face when you go back home this week or when you're in CBC or in any group situation is this. There will come to be some place along this line, usually short of the goal that God has for you, a norm, an accepted norm, which I want to call the comfortable center. And do you know why it's comfortable? It's because everybody else in the circle is doing the same thing as you're doing. And Sally on your right is no better than you or no worse than you. And Johnny on your left, the same applies to him. And that's why it's comfortable. And the important thing in a group situation is not being like Jesus, it's being like each other. And Paul says we tend to compare ourselves among ourselves, and this is not good. And we use each other as a measuring stick as to whether we're doing all right or not. And because we can find so many other people just like us, we settle for it. And it's comfortable. You really want to be like Jesus? Now, wait a minute, though. Jesus was patient. Don't you like to blow your top once in a while? Huh? Jesus was patient. Do you really want to be like Jesus? Or do you want to be like the little girl who wanted to be naughty and still be nice? And you don't want to be a holy, ostracized, a holy Joe. You want to be a regular fellow. Oh, do you? Comfortable center. Like everybody else. I thought as our brethren were singing tonight, beautiful fellows, wonderful, that there was a day some years ago when we had the long hair was really the sign of rebellion and so on, and we had in our churches, we in our comfortable center, in our circle, maybe our AG circle, let's say the AG circle, maybe, I don't know, we welcomed into our midst our kind of people. And if a person with long stringy hair came in, he soon felt the stares of the people and the disfavor and became very uncomfortable. And because they didn't have to say anything, they just had to look at him, and he didn't come back again because he knew he wasn't welcome. Now, they didn't ostracize him because he wasn't because he wasn't like Jesus. They ostracized him because he wasn't like them. We like our kind of people, don't we? And sometimes we don't reach others because they're not like us. And if we're going to reach a world for Christ, we're going to have to forget color, nationality, race, social strata. We're going to have to forget all these things and go out and cross barriers and reach out to men and women who need Christ. Not only overseas, right here in our own country. Right in our own country. And they've got to feel the warmth of our love. And only Jesus can put that love in our hearts. But I got news for you. You don't get love on your knees. Did you hear me? Oh, you can learn to talk to God and you'll get love for Him as you talk with Him because you're interacting with Him. but you get love for people as you interact with people. And you have to ask God on your knees, here, God, give me the desire to go, the willingness to go. Then you move out among people who are so desperately needing help. And as you intermingle with them and interact with them, then God pours the love of God in your heart for them. Some people ask me before I went to Africa, do you love Africans? How could I love Africans? I've never been there. It's like asking, do you love Americans? Do I love Americans? All kinds of Americans. But when I got to Africa and I found the Harold Mononyanis and the Wilfred Makokos and the Gideon Bombas, the Gabriel Oyakolomis and the Matthew Zigbos, then you learn to love because you're interacting with them. And God pours the love of God in your heart. And let me tell you something else. Our comfortable center here. We like the people to be like us. If somebody comes in that we judge to be not as saintly as we are, we make them uncomfortable. But supposing, just supposing one of us tonight says, I'm tired of just measuring myself by the fellow next to me. And I see Jesus over there. And I see that the Bible says that God wants to make me to be conformed to the image of Christ. And I'm not going to settle for being like those around me. But I want to move out and become like Jesus. I've got news for you. If you move away from the circle, you'll find it uncomfortable. Because those who are unwilling to move from the circle don't want you to put pressure on them. And they're very interested in you being like them. If we're going to be unlike Christ, let's all be unlike Christ together. That's their motive. And because of this tremendous pressure of the comfortable center, it's very difficult to get people to move out toward Christ-likeness. The same is true about obeying the Great Commission and going into all the world. Because there are not many people who are willing to leave father and mother and home and go not necessarily across the sea, but to move out to where the need is. We'd rather sit in our comfortable churches and enjoy the singing and enjoy the worship, enjoy the body ministry. And because there's so many others like us, we're very comfortable. My challenge to you tonight, students, are you going to settle for that? All your life, are you going to let the other fellow set the pace for you? You're always going to measure yourself by each other. Are you going to look in the Word of God and look at what Jesus was and his character and his life, his commitment, where he left everything in his heavenly glory and came down that you and I might be saved? You're going to take your example from him and leave father and mother and be willing to go and break the ties and go out to where the need is. I think we have a decision to make tonight. You're going back home. You're going to be the same person you were before. Just one of the boys. One of the girls. The others do it, so I do it. Is that your way you measure your behavior? Or do you look in the Word of God and say, oh, Jesus, help me to be like thee. Let's sing it together and stand to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. All I ask to be like him. All through life's journey. From earth to glory. Remember, you can accomplish it here all through life's journey. Yes, we're going to glory. Yes, we're going to heaven. But all through life's journey, here and now, we can reach our predestined goal of God for us to be like Christ and obey his great commission to go to those who have need. To be like Jesus. You want to come and pray? Why don't you come and pray? be like Jesus. All I ask to be like, not to be like your neighbor, to be like Jesus. Life's journey from earth to glory. All I ask to be like. Let's sing it again. Let's mean it, folks. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. He left his heavenly glory. He denied himself. He shed his blood. He gave his life. Want to be like Jesus? Life's journey from earth to glory. All I to be like. Just once more, let's sing it, then I'm going to turn it to our leader again. To be like Jesus, God. To be like Jesus. All I. That's not a light prayer at all. That's heavy. To be like Him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask to be like Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's mean business with God. It's let's listen to His voice. He who left everything, denied Himself, died to be like Jesus. Do we really want to be like Jesus? Or have we put strings on our commitment? Have we said, if certain things pertain, then I'll go? Do I really want to be like Jesus? Or is it more important that I be like my colleagues, like my fellow students? Oh God, help me not to be guided by the behavior of those around me, but by the example of Jesus Christ, to be conformed to the image of Him who loved me. God, touch our lives tonight significantly, lastingly, not a fleeting thing, but indelible in our lives, O God. Change us, Lord, I pray. Our attitudes. O God, forgive us for selfishness, for self-centeredness. lay a burden on our hearts, O God. Help us to see through the eyes of Jesus, to be moved with compassion as he was moved with compassion, to move among men as he moved among men, to be obedient to thy call, O God. Take our lives tonight, Lord, I pray. Touch us afresh, I pray. Don't let us forget. Don't let us forget, Lord, I pray. Spirit of God, remind us, daily remind us, Lord, of our predestined goal, thy will for us. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.